This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Monthly USDA reports will be coming out the first half of January. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over what he expects to see from these reports.
Well, I think that probably the biggest potential change that the market is factoring in already, and I think it's important to recognize that, is there's a number of traders who believe that USDA could significantly cut corn acreage in its report by 2 to 3 million and further cut production. Now, in its final production estimates for corn. Now, the most bullish scenario that I can conceive from that combination would be a drop in ending stocks to about 1.5 billion bushels, down from about roughly 2 billion where we're currently at. So that would be a big swing in the fundamentals and probably get a big immediate reaction out of the markets. Much of that's already been priced into the market, much of that expectation. The concern would be if we don't get that reduction in acreage and we don't get the reduction in yield, would that be a big disappointment and lead to a big sell-off in the market? So I think that's probably the bigger risk at this point, whether we get that. Now, the argument over the acreage goes back to the FSA acreage, which continues to show much smaller acreage planted than what USDA NAS or the crop monthly crop reports show. If you do a statistical analysis of the data versus past years and the differences between FSA and NAS data, it would suggest that we could see about a 1.9 million acre reduction in acreage if the certification rate was the same as in past years. And that's the big question. Did we have a 1 or 2% reduction in the number of farmers who certify their acreage? If so, that could account for the differences. And that we simply don't know and won't know until January 12th.
So there tends to be a disparity between the FSA and NAS numbers for that reason?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that raises a lot of question marks going into the January report. And it's the January report releases so much different data, final production estimates for 2014, winter wheat acreage estimates for 2015, supply and demand estimates for both the domestic and the global balance sheet, quarterly stocks reports for corn, soybeans, wheat, and the other major crops as of December 1. Those reports are known for their surprises, and there's no real tendency or trends or logic into which way those surprises are. You have to be braced or prepared for a surprise in either direction.
And how will people be bracing themselves for a surprise?
Well, producers who are still what we call long in the market, in other words, have not priced their 2014 production and maybe not priced any of their 2015 production, need to be looking at strategies to make sure they have protected their risk exposure. On the other hand, producers who have perhaps priced all of their 2014 production may want to implement some option strategies, maybe some short-dated options or some other strategies. Work with your marketing advisor on that in order to take advantage of any potential bullish surprises that may be in a report ahead of time to protect them through the report itself. The January reports are known for their big price moves following the report in either direction.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Agricultural Statistics Service will survey farmland owners to measure financial impacts and challenges of land ownership. Landowners should receive the survey form by the end of this month. More than 80,000 farmland owners and producers across the United States will receive the forms titled Tenure, Ownership and Transition of Agricultural Land, or TOTAL. Jay Johnson, director of NAS Census and Survey Division, says the latest Census of Agriculture helped determine that more than 350 million acres of farmland in the United States are rented or leased. But it has been more than a decade since these individuals were surveyed. NAS will publish the results of the total survey in its QuickStats database in August of 2015. The quarterly Hogs and Pigs report was released. The inventory of hogs and pigs in the U.S. was up 2% from December 1st of 2013 and up 1% from September 1st of 2014. The breeding inventory was up 4% from last year and up 1% from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory was up 2% from last year and 1% from last quarter. Hog producer farrowing intentions are also up 4%. Market analyst with Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, says the report is in line with trade expectations, and an increase in the hog numbers will make a rally in the beef markets hard to maintain. Ask a reindeer farmer if reindeer can fly, and they'll say,
"Oh, yes, reindeer can fly, but only on Christmas Eve, because if anybody saw them flying where they shouldn't, then they would try to capture them and keep them on for themselves."
Yvonne and Daryl Simon have been raising reindeer for 21 years on their farm in southern Minnesota. Daryl says they are now what you would call reindeerologists.
Having and working with reindeer for so many years, you learn a lot, but you never learn enough, and there's always something else that pops up. So it's just a funny term that we use to indicate that we had a little bit of knowledge about reindeer.
They raise the reindeer to attend events with Santa or anything else between Thanksgiving and January.
The types of events that they go to are anywhere from a community library or community center or park to parades. They've also been at Santa events that is like a village set up.
Yvonne Simon adds, if you want to be sure the reindeer will make it to your house on Christmas Eve, don't leave out carrots, but instead leave dried oatmeal.
Well, yeah, they'll eat carrots, but their favorite is dried oatmeal. And a lot of schools are putting together little packets of dried oatmeal with glitter. Put it out on your front doorstep Christmas Eve. The glitter attracts the reindeer, so they come down to eat the snack. And they really, really do like dried oatmeal. They'll go almost anywhere as long as they have that for their treat.
Yvonne and Daryl Simon, reindeer farmers in Minnesota. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.